Rebecca Alitwala-Kadaga, Uganda's Minister for East African Affairs, who also serves as Deputy Prime Minister, announced the visa free entry for South Sudanese citizens at a media briefing in Kampala today.
Effective 1st of October this year, the right of free access to Uganda to citizens of South Sudan will be implemented, but it's on a reciprocal basis. Therefore, we expect that the Republic of South Sudan will reciprocate so that the citizens of Uganda have free entry.
Kadaga says her government has given South Sudan a 30-day window to implement the same arrangement for Ugandan citizens. Ugandans and South Sudanese pay $50 for a one-way, 3-month visa to enter each other's country. Kadaga says Uganda is waiving visa fees for South Sudanese to implement the declaration of the agreement signed by the heads of the states in 2016 when South Sudan was admitted the East African Community, or EAC. The EAC is composed of 6 countries: Burundi, Rwanda, Kenya, Tanzania, Uganda and South Sudan. Minister Kadaga says the visa waiver will boost trade between the two neighbors.
Fees are a barrier to freedom of movement. If you have not paid for that visa, you cannot enter the country. We share the border, we share a lot of business opportunities, so it's really important that our people are able to move back and forth.
Thousands of Ugandans and South Sudanese routinely cross the border between the two countries on a daily basis, primarily for business and education. Rumbek State resident Veronica Michelle, who studies in Uganda, embraced today's announcement.
I've stayed in Uganda for like about 5 years now. So instead of me every time traveling to South Sudan, paying $50, so it's better that I have to save that money, that $50. And we are so grateful if they have really done that and if they are doing that for our country.
Michelle, a student of Tours and Travel from Young Men and Women Association College in Kampala, says the extra $50 in her pocket will go toward paying for scholastic materials and her accommodations. Joseph Majang, a student of finance and banking at Kampala International University, calls the move to waive visa fees a wonderful decision.
I'm a student here, and if I plan to travel, so it might deduct the school fee which I'm coming here to pay for. So if the visa is removed, then it will be my own advantage to come with whatever amount I have. I pay my school fee, and then life moves on.
Minister Kadaga says Uganda and South Sudan authorities have also discussed ways to ensure the safe movement of travelers across the two countries. For VOA News, I am Mugume Davis Rwakarinji in Kampala, Uganda.